just say it. Oh my God, say it. Like, just say it.
And yep. I was like, okay. And then you said that before you'd actually said it to my face.
This has caused real tension in the Mills household, by the way.
Tills, I must admit, that was absolutely wrong of me. I genuinely do apologize.
What are you doing on your phone? Oh, that is just... I just want to burn her.
What does she do?
I don't know, just...
I'm just sending snaps.
Being little a teenager. Miss.
Any snaps? You got a hole in your sock.
Oh, no.
It's because... Oh,
that is so rude.
It's because...
Who does that?
Get your finger out of my sock.
You got a hole there.
Get it. You just made it bigger. It's because you wore these for Panto and I literally wore them.
I was really tempted to just...
I know you were because you did, slightly.
I would have supported that through and through.
You did slightly. Can I? No.
We'll see by the
end of
the
episode. Let me rip one of your socks.
I don't mind.
I do mind because I'm wearing them.
I wore my slippers.
Yeah, fair enough. Did you walk outside in them again and then wear them in here? I'm actually gonna start punishing you for that. It's not okay.
No, you can't, because your Crocs are there.
You never hoover in here. Your Crocs are in here. Okay, so you didn't do it this time.
He is safe for another day.
I saw you do it once, but I just didn't say anything.
He did it yesterday.
I did it yesterday. So, welcome back to the 13 Again podcast. We constantly forget to do that. But I'm Harvey, that's Max, and that's Tilly, for anyone who doesn't know. And we are trying to get to 60,000 subscribers by the end of this month. We don't know where we're at by the time this podcast goes out, but if we're close, please subscribe. It'd mean the world to us. Anyway.
If we're past it, don't.
Well,
no, just still subscribe. Thanks. We sometimes on this podcast don't always have a lot to say. We kind of barrel into these kind of going, right, what are we going to talk about this week? And unfortunately, our mother caught wind of these conversations and she sent me a link. And so I'm going to read some of the things that this is our mother, Sarah, for anyone who's a fan.
She's not been like making a list, has she?
Oh, no, right, no, she sent me a link to a website.
Oh, no.
That is 101 conversation topics for kids. So number one, this is for you, Tilly. Tell me about the best and worst parts of your day.
Worst part was two things, actually. I've had two bad parts.
What, of today already?
Yeah, having to clean my room. Oh. And also... Blooming mum. I just
about to come back to bite her.
Breakfast, and she like asked me to unload the dishwasher. She goes, "I've done like the top bit. You know how we have three bits? So we have the cutlery, easy bit. Happy to do that basically any time. Then we have the middle bit."
She's got her favourite part of the dishwasher.
Yeah, it's just easy. You just scoop everything up and put it in the drawer. And then the middle bit is like, you've got loads of people's bowls, like random, like you've got random like tubs and stuff. And then the bottom is plates, and the plates are just so much work. And so
heavy lifting. Yeah.
She said, "Oh, I've done like the top one," as in like the middle one kind of. Mm. And I was like, okay, so I do the cutlery in the bottom one. And I opened it and she'd done the cutlery.
How dare she?
And I was like,
this was the worst part of your
day. Listen. Just keep... You're right.
Put a hole in the wall.
Yeah, I was going to say.
People dying tills.
No, listen.
Can't be bothered to do the dishwasher.
Fine, don't ask me.
Sorry.
I haven't had a very eventful day. I haven't done anything. Today's my rest day. Okay, this is the worst part of my day because taking up my rest day.
We are actually. I remember we had an hour.
I'm feeling pretty rested and relaxed.
So I said, fine, I'll just do the middle one. Go away. When I come back, sorry, that was a long pause. When I came back, there were like mum's plates and like loads of mum's stuff on the side.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, is the dishwasher, like, have you not fully emptied it yet? And she was like, no, I just haven't had time to put it in there. And she was like, I'm not taking this out on you, even though she was basically screaming at me.
This feels like therapy now.
And then she was like, but I have four kids who have been sat on their phones all day. I've been working all day and I haven't had time to refill the dishwasher. So I was like...
When did she see me do that? I haven't seen her this morning.
Basically just had to then refill the dishwasher because I did my stuff. But it was all her stuff. It was her bowl, Leo's bowl as well. Mm. I don't know why bro can't put his stuff in the dishwasher. It's like... 2 centimeters away.
I'm so with you. Leo sees our household as one giant slave.
Yes, Leo is absolutely the worst for that. What I will say is mum, What I don't get about her is that if she like does a task for someone, or you know, she's doing general chores for other people, you'll goddamn know about it.
Yeah.
Like, there's no chance you won't know about it because it's everyone's problem.
You know what I do for you.
But this is the thing. Even last night, right? After all you guys had Wagamamas, me and Leah were in the kitchen because we were watching the football, because you guys were watching Traitors, and I cleaned up all of the Wagamamas. Don't get me wrong. I didn't like chuck it all in the bin because I didn't know what mum wanted to keep. You know, she keeps some of that pots and stuff. But I cleared that entire table. Didn't tell a soul, because I don't need to. I just do it. I get the stuff done around the house, and I still get shouted at. So
I can't believe how much we got out of the first question on the website.
Well done, mum. Good job.
Right, I'll do another one. What's your favourite game to play?
Uno.
Mario Kart.
Oh.
I copied your inflection. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
What? Your inflection? What
the way you said Uno.
I'm not going to lose sleep over it.
I just like to cover my tracks.
Blook It, for any of my teachers out there.
Who?
Blook It. It's like...
Oh, is that like Kahoot?
It's like Kahoot, yeah. But better.
What do you... How is it better?
They basically... So you can take it... It is just better. I don't remember how to play Kahoot. I only played
it. No, I tried to play it once and it really stressed
me out. For anyone watching, Kahoot is it's a multi-selection question game where a bunch of people can play from their own devices and on a big screen kind of thing.
It's funny because I think most of them probably know what Kahoot is.
Well,
but it's good to check.
You know, Blook is the same thing. It's just more school stuff, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
For schools and stuff.
Okay.
And you can unlock Blooks, which are like, it's like, if you get enough money, there's like little
sounds
mini...
Sounds like a disease.
There's like, there's like little mini...
Blooks.
It's rude to talk over people.
Facts.
I'm so sorry.
Like little mini characters. They're all blocks. Everything's a block. There's like this Alice in Wonderland thing, like where you can get Alice, and every season they do like Christmas. They did an autumn one, so you can, with your money that you win from the games and your daily spin.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I do like that,
You can unlock the characters, which is quite cool.
So you've actually got like objectives, as you know, as well as playing. Okay, I like that.
Do you have any characters?
Yeah, I have loads.
Who's your favorite?
The favorite one I have is the unicorn, because they rank them as well, like rare, epic. Like,
oh, that's
the
a good
one.
Model, yeah.
And the unicorn is an epic, and I just really like the unicorn.
That'll always grab people in. It's like with me and Pokemon at the moment.
Do you know what it is as well? Is basically the way you buy them is you buy packs. And you buy a pack and it comes with one card, so you don't know what you're going to get. And if you get a really good one, so normally they just come up on the screen, but if you get a good one, it goes, ooh, 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 and starts coming bigger. As
like
it jumps
a FIFA walkout.
People just start celebrating
as it jumps
unicorn.
Up the screen, it gets bigger to show you that you've got a really good one.
Wow. I want to see this now. I do like the sounds of that. Okay, we'll move on to another question because this is going swimmingly. What's your favourite cereal and why?
Crave hazelnut flavour. Okay. It's a good cereal.
I do see Max eating a lot of Crave.
Yeah.
Like an overwhelming
it used
when
Crave. I was younger, it used to be Crunchy Nut, but it started to hurt my teeth a bit because of the...
Unless they want to sponsor us.
Well, no.
Then it still feels great on Max's teeth.
I actually do still love the cereal. It's my own personal thing that it was a problem with. I think it's just, you know, the spacing between my teeth. It would always, like, the little nuts and oats that are in that cereal just got lodged and it caused me problems. So I switched up. How about yourself?
I don't like cereal.
Well then.
Wow.
You don't eat cereal either, really.
No, I do.
But you do like that one.
There's this one. And so as a person who goes to the gym, I just get excited.
Is it some kind of like
I get excited when I see the word protein. So it's surreal cereal. And they do, I think it is like 13 or 14 grams of protein per bowl.
Woohoo!
Which is pretty impressive for cereal. And it actually tastes good as well. It's not just like cardboard, which I think can be the case. So
Silly needs to get some protein.
You do.
Do I?
Yeah, everyone does.
I have protein.
What do you have?
Chicken.
You do. Sometimes you don't eat chicken though.
I don't eat it every single day, but I eat it most days.
I feel like you're really fussy though. Like any time that we go to a restaurant and it's like, oh, it's Nando's. No, Tilly doesn't like Nando's.
That's the only restaurant I don't really like.
Or why? All it is chicken.
That one and the one in, I can't say where it is. The one in...
As in you can't say or you can't think?
I can't say.
Oh, well, I think I know what you're talking about, but then what's the restaurant?
The one with the orange logo.
Popeyes?
No. It's in our town.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in our town and it's at, on the bottom floor and it's next to the fancy restaurant and you get those like Spanish hats there.
Chiquitos?
Yes.
Right.
I don't like that restaurant either.
Right.
Well, I'm glad we just doxed another one. Okay.
I don't know enough about Nando's though. I haven't really ever
That's just Mexican
been there in
food,
a few
man.
Years.
Yeah. Should we move on from saying what we don't like?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm not
sorry.
That fussy anymore. You make me out to be fussier than I am.
What new things have you tried recently? New foods?
When we went to Spain. Oh. What? I tried this new...
Chicken.
I actually tried this new type of meat. I can't remember what it was called, but it came with...
Turkey.
You know what? I tried pheasant the other day.
Did you? That's pretty interesting.
That was weird.
I've had quail before, but not
never,
pheasant.
I'd never had it. It was kind of like a fancy chicken.
Yeah.
What were you saying? Sorry, you had something.
I had it with pasta with like mushroom kind of sauce.
And you can't remember what the meat was
called?
I
can't remember what the meat was. But it was a meat that I wouldn't normally eat.
Chicken.
No, it wasn't chicken.
Pork?
It wasn't. It might... Why I don't know if it was though? Pork.
Anyway.
I also tried some of Dad's and Leo's meats when we went to that restaurant, Flame.
Tills.
What?
Rephrase, my dude.
I wasn't going to say anything.
What?
Just, wow. I literally wasn't even going to say anything, so I'm staying so far out of that.
I'm trying to help. I am. Just...
Uh-huh.
What specific meat did they have?
I'm just going to pretend.
It was
I'm not
like
here.
Steaks.
You tried some of Dad and Leo's steak.
But they were all different types of meat.
Okay. But don't say you tried their meat.
You're making it worse by continuing to talk. I wish I'm the last 30 seconds had just been in silence. That would have made this episode better.
I'm just trying to help. I'm just trying to help.
I know you didn't.
I know you didn't.
Why would you say it?
Because
I was going to say nothing. I was like, wow, that means nothing to anyone.
Did it cross your mind?
It rung a very minor alarm bell. But I thought no one else would think that, so I'll just move on.
You told me to get my head out of the gutter when you actually implied something weird.
I'm just trying to help.
You actually said the sentence.
I'm just.
I did a seagull.
To help.
I've got another question. If we were at the grocery store, what would you like to buy? So I want to rephrase that actually. What are your top five items that you would buy if you went to
Do you know what I'm annoyed about?
Like
Tesco didn't give me a Tesco wrapped this year, I don't
Did
think.
Did that not happen?
No. I get the feeling people might have got it, but let me just see if I can.
I would buy paprika Pringles is my first
paprika
one.
Paprika Pringles fair.
That app is not help.
What Tilly would buy from Tesco?
Five things. What do we see me eating? What did I buy the other day when I went? I literally went.
Those apple
Friday.
Snacks you were eating last night, weren't you?
Yeah, but I don't get them often. We just happened to go down the aisle and I saw them and I got them. What do I get? Maybe Vimto. Probably Vimto. Oh.
Vimto would be a shout.
Pringles,
you have a lot of Vimto.
Vimto. What else do I eat? Oh, do you know what? And this is a new thing that I got at Sainsbury's the other day. And they're like these, chicken bites. And they're like breaded chicken bites. And they're really, really nice. And I really like them.
I'm really happy for you. Max and I are still desperately trying to find if we can get our
things.
Tesco wrapped.
Yeah, it's actually quite annoying. What I know for sure will be one of my most purchased items from Tesco, and it's actually quite rogue, is hummus.
Yeah.
Like that.
See
so
that.
Hummus, the Doritos paprika, we have that in common.
I buy quite a lot of Oreos.
Chocolate fingers would probably be on there.
Dairy Milk Bar.
The double stuff Oreos. Specifically.
I'm trying to think what else. Probably some sort of Lucozade Sport.
Oh,
like
I know my other thing. It would either be normal mango, but like mango fingers, or we found these.
Mango fingers.
She's actually so much healthier than us, though, even though we give her shit for like being
these,
fussy.
These dried mango things, and I normally get them in a packet, but
they're expensive.
No, we've actually found them coming in smaller packets, so you can get them in like little like lunchbox size, so you can buy a packet of like six lunchbox size packets.
But aren't they like £2.50 a packet?
I don't pay for them.
Yeah, for a small packet of dried mango, that's crazy.
It's not that small. It lasts me like quite a while.
Right, so I'm going to do... did you do your
I've
top
five?
I've
done my five.
What were they?
Paprika Pringles, Vimto, sugar muffins. I forgot.
I didn't see those in Tesco.
Paprika Pringles, Vimto, What else did I say?
Mango.
Mango.
And dried mango.
But like that was like either.
I was in the same world. Okay.
What were the other? Dobby.
Why is Dobby involved?
Because Dobby was the only one listening. Oh, the chicken bites. The chicken bites.
Yeah.
What did I get with Mum? Paprika Pringles.
Wasn't it something from Sainsbury's that you said? Oh, that was the chicken bites.
Yeah, but everything I'm thinking, oh, I got all these things from Sainsbury's.
All right.
Mine would be...
Everyone on there
keep
knows.
Keep us posted on that.
Hummus, Doritos paprika, chocolate fingers, some sort of Lucozade.
Oh, dairy milk.
And sushi.
Mine would be...
What kind of
chocolate
sushi?
Fingers.
Yo sushi.
No, what kind of sushi?
Changes quite a lot.
How'd it feel?
Fantastic. Mine would be chocolate fingers. Salt and vinegar Walker's crisps. Mm-hmm. Just the plain ones. As in, well, the salt and vinegar ones. You know what I mean. Oreos, double stuffed. Those Cadbury's chocolate cookies that they do at the bakery.
See, I'm hearing a lot of chocolate.
Oh, mate, I am so unhealthy. And sausages.
Yeah,
probably.
Sausages is probably right.
Yeah. That's my top five.
Wow, we glad we did that. Right.
Oh, should I do another question?
No, thank you. That's okay.
I really want another question.
Oh yes, I don't. I didn't have one prepared. So
all right,
I was
one
take
more.
How high can you count?
Done with it.
At least that's the rest of this podcast.
Six, I reckon.
When was the last time you were silly? What did you do? This feels like interrogation tactics. They're trying to get something out of a child.
Well, when was the last time you were silly, Tills?
What do you mean the last? Oh, I know. I know. This is really funny. The other day at school on Thursday, because I wasn't in school for break and lunch on Friday, but on Thursday, we were just like, you know when you're just sat, I don't know if you guys ever had this, but sometimes we'll just sit and like just laugh at the most random stuff all lunch. But basically, where we sit on the table, there's the art classroom that the door, they have two doors. One of the doors can open into the canteen and all the little year sevens go in there and they all go like in just for lunch. And the, oh God, this is a really bad story.
That's all right.
Are you allowed to keep telling it?
No, I'm just saying I'm telling it really badly.
Oh, okay.
So there's a teacher who'll come and say the bell's about to go so we can all pack up and kind of start heading out the canteen. And so when she said this, this little year seven comes out with the biggest backpack ever. And I love
year seven backpack sport.
The way he was running was so funny. Yeah. And he was shouting after his friend. His friend had a really weird name that would just made it funnier. Mm. And he was like shouting his name. And then I started shouting his name.
Oh, good.
And I was like, because he was saying it in a really weird way. He was like, I can't remember his name, so I'm going to make up right now. He's like, Jeremy, wait. I was going, Jeremy, wait. And he was like...
That's horrible.
And then I started laughing the weirdest laugh, because sometimes my laugh just comes out. My laugh always comes out differently. So, and this time it just came out really funny. So everyone on the table started laughing at my laugh. They were like, there was this one girl called Frances, and she was actually like... she does the laugh that I do where you're just silent,
but
you're still laughing. And so we were just sat there laughing and everyone else was really confused.
Sounds like one you just had to be there for.
I forgot that it was about the last time she was silly.
Yes,
that was what circled us back the whole time. I was like, why is she talking about this? No, trying to remember
I actually quite enjoyed that. That was a good silly moment from you. I do have one, and it's really quick. I was on a live stream the other day and I decided to clock out and just start. Dobby walked in on
his
me.
Silly moment.
Sounds
worse because Dobby walked in on you.
No, I was being all silly and I was waiting until we got to 1,000 viewers.
I was there.
And just tapping.
It was
the
really
chair
annoying.
And sort of, swaying side to side.
Just doing nothing. Oh, I can't wait to see that.
Got to 1,000.
Well done.
Yeah.
My silliest moment was, oh God, I've got a mark on my knee.
That's right there.
Yeah, my silliest moment was the other day when we were in the recording studio and I wanted one of the lights to be pointing towards us that was like above us. And without thinking, these are probably quite old and hot lights, I just grabbed it with like a proper sort of clench and I was like, oh, that's burnt. And I still actually have little marks on my thumb and finger now from where I did it. But
that's not silly, that's stupid.
Yeah, I kind of agree. No. We have decided that's not silly. That's your stupidity.
Yeah, but it was a silly moment, wasn't it?
That's not you. That's not you deciding. No. Oh, I'm gonna do something silly.
In this day and age, you don't also just automatically go, "Oh, I bet that thing's hot." You nowadays, you think, "Oh, we've come far enough to know that people are gonna want to grab stuff, especially lights with handles on them. They actually are built with handles on them."
Are you trying
to
make a hole in the wall, or? Can we just get that straight?
I need a real seat, guys. If you want to cough up at any
point. You fund it, we'll do it.
Feel free. But right now I'm on a beanbag and I'm passionate. So anyway, the light, I just grabbed it and it had this literally tiny little lever out of it that is clearly there to be moved. And I've got crispy fingers. So,
not ideal.
All I can say... This sounds like a skill issue.
Yeah, it does sound like a skill issue. Thanks,
right, fellas, I've got a fun little would you rather for you. How about that?
We're bringing it back.
No, thank you.
Before that, I have a complaint to make.
I love this more.
About you.
Why?
Because the other day on a live stream.
Yeah, here we go.
He was talking about me.
Oh, God, this is deep. Yeah. Fuck your thing off. This is way better.
Yeah. He was actually chatting about me.
Yeah, do you
like,
know what?
Like, proper hard going for it. And he was like, and then she does this thing. And she's like, I love you, but it's like, oh, just don't take that. Just say it. Oh, my God. Just say it. And yep. I was like, okay. And then you said that before you'd actually said it to my face.
This has caused real tension in the Mills household, by the way.
Tills, I must admit, that was absolutely wrong of me. I genuinely do apologize. I should not have done it in that way. I was caught off guard and being asked ridiculous questions, as always.
Caught
and
off
I
guard
decided.
By what?
Just by a
he's trying to deflect
question.
Onto you guys. He's blaming you for
this. No. I'm
what was the question? What was the question?
I think it stemmed from who's your favourite sibling, and I was like,
you just shouldn't have answered it,
Leo. And I said Leo because you know Leo at the
because
time
because Leo's done two whole live streams. Had,
no. But just
kind of crazy.
Just in general, Leo
just
has
if you
been
wanted to know.
Very helpful and you know warm.
They have football and stuff in common now. It's
me.
Just
no, it's
really
not.
Cool.
It's not about football though. It's about other things as well. And him, you know, offering to help me out with certain things, even just like general house tasks and whatnot. He's very and not saying that you don't do that. To
yeah,
be
I
fair,
don't.
But you know he's. Outweighed it a little bit
the
more.
Two
so
days
but
don't,
here,
be
a week.
Don't be fooled. Leo still very much
oh, yeah.
attaches
Leo's,
fireworks
Leo's
to squirrels.
Leo still absolutely
I've ever
sucks.
Seen him do that.
He does it all the time. I beg him to stop.
Just you're anything to paint him out. It's an absolute
and rightfully so. No, Harvey is the best person in this room.
Yeah, no, Tills. To bring it back. I will not do that again. I apologize. It was silly of me. And obviously, you know, people took advantage of that and clipped it out with the worst possible context it could have been clipped out.
So you saw
with,
it as
so.
A clip?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that
yeah.
is brutal. Got done in HD.
I personally feel it wasn't that deep. It was just me having a moan about you not wanting to do anything.
Yeah.
That was it.
But I think you'd be upset if you saw me, especially the way you were talking about me, very passive aggressively.
You just do that here.
At least I do it to your face.
Yeah. No, and that's totally fair.
I'd have been better if you'd have done it to my
face. But the difference is have I not... spoken to you in a similar way to your face regardless not necessarily about
yeah,
those
I
specific
still then,
topics
I, yeah exactly I still then saw it and then people were also commenting being like oh, I can't even remember what they said they were like oh I can't believe this is happening or whatever like oh she
bit of drama,
and then they're like oh she's a teenager now like teenagers are just so unbearable and stuff like that I was like great thanks
we're they gonna, are though we're that's, gonna... you've just got to accept that that's
so
the point
you.
Of your life yeah exactly
you never admitted
I,
it you always
what?
Said that you were
I
a great
absolutely
teenager.
Admitted it I always admitted it I was like I am the worst I knew I was the worst but it was like it is what it is you're you can't control your emotions
yeah so you need to cut me a bit of slack matey
I'm trying
I'm trying to get a word in edgeways and I can't.
Yeah, chin up, Plonky.
I was going to say, we're going to call this one Max Apologizes.
Yeah.
That's the title of the podcast. Fair. Sorted. Thanks, guys, for that.
Is there anything else you want to say on that?
I just want to say that I think it's really sad that it's come to Leo being your favourite sibling, and I just apologise to you for that.
Do you know what is funny about this entire thing is I think that is genuinely probably what bothered her the most. Of all the things I said,
that wasn't even in the clip that I saw.
Oh, you've just done yourself twice.
Well.
That genuinely, all it started with is, Tilly, where do I start?
Yeah, start crying, Till. Start crying.
No, I'm not going to start crying. I'm going to start swinging.
Yes. Yeah, that's how we raise
it. We'll take that as well. Okay. Is it time for a would you rather?
No.
How long have we been going? Would you rather?
Can we wrap this up?
Would you rather... Kill what? Max.
Why do you get to do it?
Did a bird just fly into a window? What was that?
Oh. Would you rather kill Max or have Leo as your favourite sibling?
Wait. I'm trying to figure out the like...
No, you don't get this.
No, I know, but I'm still trying to figure out. So either I die or Leo's...
Kill Max.
Would you rather... Okay, no, Max. Sibling. Would you rather kill me or have Leo as your favourite sibling?
I'm trying to figure out, like...
I'm trying to work out what's better
as
well.
Like, what...
So you kill Max, meaning Max is dead and Leo's not your favourite sibling.
No, this is
why you should leave the would you rathers to me.
No, because it has to be one or the other.
Mm. Yeah, so if you decide... So you kill Max and then you don't have to have Leo as your favourite sibling.
But then he's the only one left.
No, you can keep me as your favourite sibling.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm killing Max.
Would you rather kill?
That's a win-win.
Would you rather kill me or have Leo as your favourite sibling?
You got this.
If I have Leo as my favourite sibling, then you're still alive, no? So I'm having Leo as my favourite sibling.
No, then I die. Oh, thanks.
But you—that's
not
what you said.
That's not how
that
works.
What you said.
Yes,
if he has Leo as his favourite sibling, that means you survive.
No,
yes.
That's not what I mean, though.
Oh well.
If you pick Leo as your favourite sibling,
your would you rather needs to be either I stay alive or Leo is your favourite sibling.
Yeah,
that's the would you rather.
What you're suggesting is both things happen anyway, so it's like a lose-lose.
Well, I'd rather you stay alive.
I don't believe that because you just said something else.
Well, no, but you gave me
I heard
the wrong...
you talking about trying to kill her.
Right, my would you rather is actually more
avoiding
fun.
The question.
I answered. So... It's actually a bit of a classic, so you will remember this. You might not know what this is, which is why I'm interested to say it. So, would you rather be hunted down by, you know, a human that has general human skills, but he does not know your location at all, but if he does find you, you will most likely die, or be hunted down by the snail that always knows your location, but moves the same speed as a snail. He can't move quicker than any other normal snail, but if the snail touches you, you die.
And he's never not moving.
And he's always on the hunt for you.
That's my favorite
always
detail.
He always has your location.
No, if he... I'll just stay in my house, and if he gets to my house, I get somebody else to pick him up and chuck him out the window.
No, if anyone touches him, he dies.
Yeah, I'll scoop him up with a bucket.
Which you could do that, to be fair.
Snail.
I would probably pick the snail because I feel like there are things you can do to slow a snail down. That's like my...
What if you run it over? It's dead.
No, I'm pretty sure the snail's invincible. I think that is
no,
one of
yeah,
the
yeah,
stats.
Invincible, but you can still slow it down.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, if I just pick it up in a bucket and take it to another country?
Well, yeah, but then you'd be quite near the snail. And what if he's sneaky and sort of like slides up?
It's in like a normal snail.
Well, yeah, but they can move across most surfaces.
If I put them in a bucket, put a lid on it,
mm-hmm.
and take them to another country, and then leave them in that country,
then he's still going to be making his way back to you.
How? If he's in a bucket with a lid on it?
The only thing I'm thinking with the human, right, as much as they don't have your location, if you know that they're hunting you,
mm-hmm.
you then go somewhere where they're just going to spend ages trying to find you, train... kill them. That's an option because them touching you doesn't kill you. They have to kill you.
Yeah.
So if you train to be better than them,
just shoot them.
Well, or that, I suppose. But you got to assume this person is pretty hardcore, probably.
I think the what's the actual one with the snail? It's like you get $1 million or something.
The snail knows your location, something like that. And if it
took over social media for a while. People were really debating whether they'd want to be hunted down by the snail or not. But you seem fine with it. You don't seem fazed.
Mm.
I feel like it's different when you're fighting for £1 million versus your life. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to die either way, you're going to fight. But if it's like, oh, well, you could take £1 million or you couldn't, most people probably just wouldn't.
I think it would add the right amount of, like, spice to my life, having the snail involved.
You would probably spend most of the £1 million on avoiding the snail.
Yeah.
If it's only £1 million. I know saying only £1 million is quite a big statement.
Yeah,
but if you think about it,
plane ticket to another country.
Yeah, but if you think about it, you're probably going to spend a lot of money to ensure that snail does not touch you, no matter how much it costs. So yeah, it's a.
I just love the idea of the snail. It's just a snail. Who came up with that?
Well, I'm glad we did your Would You Rather, Max. Thank you. That'll be another 20 episodes until we do that again.
Yeah, that's all right.
Right, I don't know where I'm going now, but I'm looking for the comment shout out, because each episode we do a shout out for someone in the comments of the last podcast. And this one goes to Alice Non If Beeswax, and then a bunch of letters. This is literally my comfort podcast. I love it. Question, if you had to pick Max or Harvey to pick an outfit for you, who would you pick, Tilly? Oh, just put me out of misery.
My guy.
Yeah, but look at his outfit right now.
Admittedly, he has definitely done better than me today. But I'm sat at home.
Take them off.
I'm sat at home.
Man, these are sick.
On a Sunday in our studio.
You're working.
Not exactly tried.
Do people say, oh, I'm not coming in a suit today?
Do you know what I do like?
He didn't even buy this top, by the way. That was bought for
him. That's not how that works.
He did pick it.
Quite a nice top. I am a bit jealous of this one.
Me too.
The one I got was shit, but don't tell mum.
Well, no. Do you know why? He got to pick out of those two.
Mine
tops.
Had a hole in it.
Yeah, that is rough.
I actually don't mind the design, to be fair, but I think
I've gotten better.
That's what I like your jumpers, a lot of your jumpers.
At also understanding like how both genders fashion works, not just men's.
Also how not having to... How do I put this delicately?
Uh-oh.
That
about the past.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here we go.
That you don't have to be a rainbow every time you leave the house.
This is very true. And sometimes I liked colours. It might just be because of my brain. It might just be...
I mean, sometimes people like being a rainbow when they leave the house.
Yeah, but Harvey's rainbows didn't even match.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, my rainbows weren't colour coordinated.
So I always had this conversation with Harvey, and he would never... ever listened to me in terms of
but there were some times where I just believed you were wrong.
And was I
sometimes?
I don't think so. Admittedly, I'm no saint, especially when we were like below 16. Neither of us had good fashion at all. There was
that's
no
it was all to do with mum.
Well, yeah, that and just, you know, poor advice from other people as well.
I think Sarah would possibly send a stylist into like cardiac arrest or whatever the worst possible reaction
is the thing. She's never really cared about fashion or anything.
She's
like
good
that,
at so dressing herself though.
She is now.
Yeah,
I don't know,
but not her children.
I think there was some questionable outfits when she was a bit younger as well, like when we
sorry,
were
sorry mum, but you're not watching age. This so it's fine.
Yeah,
she's just gonna try start watching them, and I was like, no, there's about 17 hours worth of content you don't need.
Yeah,
mum's not gonna get through all of it.
But then she found out that I burnt my hair.
Knowing her as well, she will see this one somehow. She always manages to find the ones that matter to her.
She walked in and saw me uploading the thumbnail for that hair burnt one. And so she asked me what happened. And I genuinely said, I was like, she talks about it on the podcast. And I just left it at that because I was like, I'm not ratting her in. At least she's the one that said it. But I was like, I'm not doing this right now.
Ratting her in.
Ratting her in. Ratting her out.
What do you mean by that?
Ratting her out.
Yeah. Just wanted to check.
I mixed dobbing her in and ratting her out.
Maybe a new phrase you came up with.
I like it.
Rat her in.
It's nice. Anyway, thanks so much for watching, everyone. We're hoping to get 60,000 subscribers by the end of the month, like we said. So if
did Tilly
could,
make a decision?
On what?
On who she'd pick to style her?
I don't know.
No.
I sort of moved
you
on.
Might, yeah, you might want to.
We started talking about Sarah.
Who would you pick? Like how much thought's going into this.
What would you guys dress me in?
Right, so we're here for another 10 minutes. Hold your horses. Okay. I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Like joggers, jeans, leggings.
No, you know what I really like is like a sort of baggy, like, do you know what I mean when I say sort of like Scottish style sweatshirt?
Mm-mm.
Like it's got kind of not tartan patterns, but more like a Hogwarts sweatshirt. Do you know what I mean?
Winning over here.
You're not leaning towards that. You just want me to say White Fox and then move on.
No, I don't.
I would go for fur jacket, like, but with a night, not a tacky like print, like a leopard print. I know a lot of people like leopard print, to be fair, but I think especially like fur, it would have to be like a straight sort of brown or, you know, like a cream type thing. I'm actually not sure, just because I don't know what your preference is on like undertop, so I'd probably let you take the rein on like the undertop kind of thing. And then for the bottoms of that, you'd probably want like a slightly but not massively flared and potentially even ripped jean as well. But I don't really know what color I'd go for with those jeans. Maybe like a sky blue type. Actually, no, that's not right for the type of fur jacket I was going for. See, I'm not actually a stylist at the end of the day. Like, if you want grey jeans, we'll get you grey jeans. How about
grey or
that?
Black.
I didn't mean to do this, and this is like there's sort of an outfit here, but I don't really like that for you. But like, this isn't what I mean. But you know, if that was bigger, I know you don't. Hang on, I need to find what I'm talking about.
Nailed it.
Wait.
I had more faith than you.
Hang on, I haven't found what I'm trying to explain.
Everything that's come up as well is horrific.
It's just not good. But you know I'm skipping past this because I agree this is not good, but it's not what I'm looking for. Oh, I literally saw it the other day as well, but I don't know what to search.
Boo, make your decision, Tills.
Oh, it's not me.
I'd rather
no, I need the rest of the outfit.
Oh.
Go.
So, well,
put her in a onesie. Just say onesie. Elmo.
Give him
onesie.
A
just
shot.
like black tights. I don't know. Just anything that will end this quicker.
No, you can't just wear black tights on
not
their
tights,
own.
Not tights. What are they called? Sorry.
Leggings?
No, leggings.
You little weirdo.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Even these. You could have even just said these.
That's what I meant. That's why I said it, because I was like, what you're wearing now.
Also, what is this for, by the way? Styling for what? I think I must have missed
going
that.
Out. I don't fucking... Just let me go.
You should have just said...
Who has done it majoritively in the past?
If you'd have just said Gymshark.
Bro, but that's not trying. I didn't want to just be lazy.
Sorry, Max right. wins.
Yeah.
Whatever. Thanks for watching, everyone. Please try and get us 60,000 subscribers.
Fault.
I know. And we'll see you next week. It's 8 on Saturday.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to cry.
Primary school rabbit hole, so no.
Oh, okay. So you actually haven't? Oh, that's nice. No. So no one's bothered?
I'm not bothered.
Oh, but surely if anyone was bothered, you would have had to
reject. No, the thing is, in secondary school, it's like you initiate it. I'm not going to initiate anything. That's the thing. Because people are like, you'd feel bad. Like, why would you reject them if you started?
To be fair, if in secondary school, even if a girl hadn't shown interest in me, I would not have even looked.
In fairness, though, no, I know what,
because I would have been terrified.
I know what Tilly's saying in a sense of like, in primary school, kids will just go up to another kid and be like, "Will you be my girlfriend?" and then headbutt and then cry, and that's it. That's the interaction.
I think that might have just been you.
Maybe. But in secondary school. You're right. It's like there does have to be, I think, some sort of somewhat general consensus unless there's something else.
Because in secondary
going
school,
on.
People have to like kind of protect themselves and like the way they're seen more.
Mm-hmm.
Like they won't just go up to someone
and ask them out.
Yeah.
And then headbutt them and then cry.
It is
actually
terrifying.
I have rejected someone.
Oh.
I just thought about it and I have. Yeah.
Oh, no. Boo.
But I did not initiate it. At all.
Boo.
Boo.
The you poor, actually know them.
Poor boy. Or girl.
Boy.
Boy.
Or girl.
Boy.
Oh, okay. Just checking. Ala D'Amelia asks...
Oh, wait, no. That brings me on to something, though.
I guess we won't.
In life, which is like... I've talked about this before, so I'm going to go over it. Yeah, life. It's a lesson about all the different... religions and stuff, but we also talk about other things.
Religion and drugs are the two main.
But we've been talking about IVF and stuff.
Oh.
And we've been talking about like same-sex people wanting to have IVF, and like apparently like some people get it free through the NHS?
I wouldn't know, but maybe.
I've actually been having this conversation with someone recently. Not for a personal thing. It's just a guy I know. But I don't think many people can get it for free through the NHS.
Anyway, you were saying.
We have a new seating plan, and there's a kid that I sit next to, and he was asking me to, he was like, oh, can I have a shout out? And I was like, well, probably not. But then I made a really funny joke, but you guys might have to cut it. So I'm just going to say it. And we were talking about how people try for like 3 years, mm-hmm. and he goes, 3 years? And I was like, yeah, people really want a kid. Like, they try for a long time. And then they end up with one like you.
That's good. I like that. That was very good.
He found it funny, though. He wasn't upset by it, like, because I didn't want to seem mean.
Now he's technically got his shout out as well.
And now he's got the shout out. So here you go, Fernley. You're welcome.
Oh, chin up, mate.
That's all right. To be fair, he sounds like a funny guy, so I'll let him off on that. But yeah, so anyway, as I was trying to say, Allard Amelia asks, who does Tilly want to have on the podcast if she could have anyone? Like, any guest, who would you want to have on?
The fact that it wasn't immediately Dobby is rather upsetting.
Dobby's already been a guest.
And to clarify, for anyone who's new viewer, we don't really
can it guests. Be like, does it have to be someone I know? Sorry. Or no, can it be anyone like famous?
Yeah, it could be a mate, or it could be just someone you really want to meet and talk to.
Ooh.
Probably not KCJ, because you said you'd cry. And that's, I mean, that'd be great.
The Norris Nuts.
Would it be? Like, actually, all of them?
Yes. If I had to pick two, Naz or Biggie. Because they're there, to me, the most interesting.
Yeah, but we're going to be the worst people just trying to, like, set you up with... How old's Biggie?
Biggie's 15. Naz is a little bit older than me. But I think she'd be in my year at school.
Oh, Naz is a girl?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's now 14. She turned 14 in November. So she'd be in my year.
Biggie's a bit old.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I know nothing about these people. I've heard so much in like previous live streams when people.
I really ought
bring
to watch
up,
something.
But...
Yeah. But yeah, that I mean, I'm sure that would be a fun guest. It's actually not what I expected you to say, but I probably should have guessed that. To be
what
honest,
what did you think I was gonna say?
I don't know. Like
someone cool.
You can't say that.
I don't know them.
Well, yeah, but you might think that they're the coolest people ever if you get to know them.
Probably not. They're teenagers.
You guys might think this is cool. Saber, I don't know how old she was, but she was quite young. I think she got silver or bronze in the X Games and also came...
Is that the one with like skateboarding and scootering and stuff?
Skateboarding.
Nice.
Yeah.
And she came first in the Bowlerama? Skateboarding? It's a pretty big thing. Fair. And she was like quite young. Oh. And they did a lot of surfing and stuff as well.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, if she's good at surfing, she's going to be pretty decent at skateboarding. Okay, final question. We got from KateO851. I love the way this is phrased. I actually, to be fair, also Booked Me Harder asked this same question, but I wanted to give them both a shout out.
I've heard that username
before. Yeah, it's the person that gives us the time code, I believe, on the how long we've got on the podcast. Anyway, the question from Kate is, what is the thing you want to do in 25? And put slightly more eloquently, what's one thing you'd hope to accomplish in 2025? Although they did say besides music, because what I was going to say is that actually mine and Max's biggest goal for 2025 is releasing music. That is, oh God, this is dangerous, but that is going to happen. So get excited, because by gosh, are we going to be promoting the absolute
it's great,
crap out of it.
The new music. You've heard bits.
Yeah. Are you excited? I literally know one of the songs.
Which one? We'll bleep it.
Something about a dress taken off.
Oh, yeah.
When it's playing, I know it.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's like, we get which one.
No, you don't know any of the names, to be fair. I don't even tell you the names of the songs.
But that's our main goal. Sorry that it wasn't besides music. We'll get back to that. But what's your big goal for 2025?
Get brand deals. Nice brands.
Have you been? You should actually.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that, but so annoyed at the same time. Tills, do you know what you need to do to achieve that goal? But it makes me so happy.
You've already had some brands reaching out. So yeah, more brand deals for you is obviously going to be ideal. We want to get you
all together.
Doing things on social
media. We have one, don't we, guys? to go on a cruise ship.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But without Sarah or Paul.
Yes. MSC.
We love you.
I'm just hoping Mateo is watching this episode. Mateo, we love you so much.
If for whatever reason you're watching Mateo, this is all the love in the world right to you.
And we, Mateo, we would love to do multiple, if not just one, episodes of the podcast on a ship.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If we can make that happen.
Imagine, podcast on a cruise.
Beautiful.
That would be the biggest
thing
ever.
And then I can start a YouTube channel and we can do like day in the life.
Yeah.
Vlog.
Okay.
And then I can get an editor and...
Uh-oh. Yeah.
What, Dobby, he ain't gonna do it. Bro, spread thin.
Dobby, give me a prize. Give me a prize.
Oh, you don't want that prize.
Oh. For one video.
Damn.
He said 10 grand, by the way.
But yeah, otherwise,
not
I think
that bad.
Our goals for 2025 as well, I think we would love to just do something where we can either see fans in person or just have some sort. We don't know whether or not that would be a show or maybe even just festivals.
What I will say is that I've got a few football matches coming up. I know that's majoritively just me, to be fair, but that's a good place to sort of see fans, take pictures, all that kind of stuff. What can you can't do shit, Jack.
I don't do anything,
because I do
really.
DJ events as well that I, you know, see the occasional fans at, but
put your addresses in the comments and I'll just turn up to some. Just leave your full address.
Oh my God, don't put
postcode
your
and all
in the comments.
And I'll come to your
He's
house.
He's not serious. Don't
deadly
put your,
serious.
Don't put your address.
I can do whatever I want.
No,
I've got a car.
That's bordering on crime.
It's you not. What are you going to do? You're going to stop me? Are they going to stop me? Probably not. They gave me their address.
In the comments.
I think they'll be more
Thank
than happy
you,
to
everyone,
see me.
So much for watching.
We have got a comment shout out before God. We go. Sorry. Just to really quickly wrap this up. It's a really nice one. It's from Heather Margaret Morrison. And they said, my niece was obsessed with you a few years ago. A clip came up on my TikTok and my little boy has a chest infection and requested you on the TV after he saw the clip, and he's binged all of the podcast. He's 4 and he's called Michael and would love a shout out. So hello, Michael.
Big up, Michael.
Thank you so much for watching. We hope this gets to you. And thank
so
you so
sorry
much.
Sorry to hear about the chest infection.
Yeah, hope you get better soon. But also thank you to everyone for watching. Please subscribe. Please like the podcast. Helps us massively. Means the world. I've been Harvey. That's been Max. And that over there has been
Tilly Masoo.
Tilly Masoo.
Comes back round.
There we go. Goodbye.
Bye.